Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching Black Bye Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bye Baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer, and I'm excited because we have a second season of Love is Blind UK. Last time, Quita Tinsley was my co-host. This time, I got AJ of the Ultimatum Queer Love talking about these British heteros. Hi, AJ.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. I'm happy not to be in the hot seat this time, so it's a good day.
I saw your Instagram story, like, we're not going to talk about me. No, 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 no. This is about getting Black queer perspectives right. on sometimes some very hetero situations, and we
yes.
should judge them.
Yes, as much as I got judged, I'm ready for it, but not too much judging because, you know, they still part of the Netflix fam.
There's some people in here I would want to watch on Perfect Match.
Yeah, no facts. There's only like a few that I saw as like potential candidates, but then I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't put somebody through that turmoil, like what mm-hmm. I just watched with them. With if that's how you act and we're gonna give you the perfect match, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but that show's not about funny. All right. Did you watch the first season of Love's Blind UK?
I did. And okay. I fairly enjoyed it. So I rewatched it and it just brings you all the thrills and the chill. Like it's just butterflies. And it's funny because we got to meet some of them in LA, so it was like nice putting face to like actually, oh my god, I watched you like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and now you're here. So
yeah. Who did you meet?
Nicole and Ben.
Okay. Like I loved them. I loved them
they
so much.
Are absolute sweethearts.
Absolutely.
What you see on camera is exactly what you get off camera.
Oh, that's good to hear. Will we find the next coming of them? We'll see.
But put your seatbelt on.
We're gonna go by couple as usual, and we get Billy and Ashley. Now, yes. What's so interesting about UK is that it's like similar but different because I think Love is Blind always puts who they think is the strongest couple first. And this is who we meet first. Do you think they will actually be our strongest couple, though?
I'm not gonna lie. Obviously what we see is, you know, whatever is out there for us to watch. We don't know all of the insight, but what I can say and what I saw, I was a little skeptical at first because of Billy's initial reaction was, oh, I've dated a cabin crew girly before, so I'm not sure. And he was ready to end it. He was like, yo, look, I'm about to jump out the plane on this one. So I was unsure. And so watching him come around, then it's like, oh, now he's all over Ashley. Look, I was like, all right.
Here's okay. my thing, though. I was like, Billy went on several dates with Ashley, knowing she was cabin crew, and did not say anything till later. And I'm like, Billy, right. That's not how that works. You don't make someone fall for you, want to polish your army boots, and then be like, but could you switch up your entire career for me?
That's wild. It's like, well, no, you've dated someone in the profession. You haven't dated someone like Ashley. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe take it step by step, day by day. If you get the butterflies, which we see that he does, he gets down on one knee and then we're good to go. I'm going to put an asterisk. I'm going to say that this might be a slight train wreck.
Maybe. I mean, Ashley's so into it. Like, she's, like, full on into the army, first of all. I am like, what is going on here? I don't know how we all of a sudden talked about cowboy and like wearing that. I blame Beyonce.
It's her tour. It's her fault.
Because how are you all away in England? Y'all don't know anything about no cowboys. What are you talking about?
I don't know, their lingo. They probably didn't call them cowboys. Maybe it's like chaps up. I don't know. Chaps down.
Now I just feel like this is the queerness coming in. You just brought it to chaps for no reason.
Chaps up and chaps down. What chap are you? I don't know.
Exactly. So, okay. And then, oh my God, she was eating up everything that Billy was saying. Because that tattoo...
Hey,
what do you think of the tattoo? He has a Michael Bublé like line, and he's talking about, I haven't met you yet, and oh, one day when I meet that woman, I'll put her name under there. And she's like,
let me tell you, if I wrote a book about how to be flirtatious, this man gets an A++ from me, because that was a bar. Okay,
yeah,
you have Michael Bublé on your arm, and it was, oh, I just haven't met you yet. And the girl that signs that contract on the down the line is getting her name right there. Ooh. Ooh, you knew what she was doing. It would have me hooked, and I'm gay. It had me hooked. Yeah.
They have the physical connection down to after they meet. They go to Cyprus, which looks beautiful.
I kind of took from it was more like it was heavy, almost like heavy petting, heavy touches, but not anything that went the whole ride, you know?
Yes.
So I'm curious to see how that continues, because I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, Ashley was more interested in other people and was like, I don't know if everybody else is strong. Maybe they still have some exploration to do. So I was like, we talked about everybody else early. Like, what, where you at? All I know is there was heavy petting. Like, that's it. So I don't know. We'll just have to keep an eye on those two for sure, because...
Yeah. I don't anticipate too many problems between them. I do think they are one of the strongest, but we got a pretty revealing teaser. Okay, so in the teaser for upcoming episodes, we see Ashley crying to her dad. He's like, this is really fast. So he's not exactly thrilled about the engagement. But then again, I think it could be a fake out, because Love is Blind likes to be like, oh, the happy couple, the family's a little, this is so wild. And then it turns out to be okay.
I don't know. If I recall correctly from the beginning, when they were showing like a snippet before they started talking about the pods, I remember seeing a blonde crying, and it could be Barda. It could be Ashley. And for me, I'm going to put my money that it's Ashley. I just don't know. It's something like, I feel like when they actually get back to real life, something's going to happen. And I don't want to put that on their relationship. Like, I hope it doesn't. Like, I hope they're the strongest couple. But I don't know. I just, since he said what he said about, I dated a cabin crew, I've been there, I don't know. And he was going in there with that already in his heart, I'm going to break up with you, until she started, like, basically laying her cards out, like, look, I want you. I don't know. It's going to be something that's going to, it's going to trigger him and bring him back to the old cabin girl. And then we're going to be here. And it's like, no, it's not the old one. It's Ashley. And Ashley's here for you.
And we have to remember, he's been married before, and his marriage ended because the schedules, she was also in the army, and they were just ships passing in the night. Yes. He's like, basically, you need to quit your job. So this can work, which is a wild ask. I don't know if she knows what she's going to do next. We can move on to our next couple, Cal and Sarova. I want to say it with like the British thing, Sarova. I don't want to very American this up, but this freaking, the roller coaster I was put on by these two, because we find that Sarova is Indian. Yes. She's only dated Indian men. So I was like, who do we have in this cast?
Right.
And Cal, he is half Pakistani.
Pakistani.
English. He co-owns a gym. So we pretty much know he is ripped, which he is.
To shreds.
So people I've seen online are not happy that this cast have been talking about their ethnicities. They think it's Love is Blind. You don't say anything. What is your perspective?
Listen, like, love can be blind, obviously. Yes, that's the premise of the show. But at the end of the day, like, how do you not talk about who you are as a person and what culture you come from. Obviously, like, I think that's just part of who you are. And I think that those are important conversations because imagine if they didn't talk about it and then they find out, oh, you're Indian, I'm Pakistani. And then you're like, whoa. Would you, like, I don't know if we're going to be okay with this. Like, I think it is part of a decision of getting engaged with the potential of getting married.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very important conversation. They're not going out of their way, out of their way and be like, I'm blonde hair, blue eyed,
right,
have a tattoo on my ankle. So I don't think it's a problem, to be honest with you.
I think one person does kind of make it seem, I saw that one person was like, oh, people have called me Barbie. And it's like, okay, you made it clear that you're blonde. But yes, in this case, it's like, even if I know that you're Black, Pakistani, or Indian, I don't know what you look like.
Yes.
Like, this man's a Pakistani man and has bright blue eyes. I was like, what is going on here? So it's like, yeah, culture doesn't equal you know what this person looks like. And plus, you can't hide certain things. Like, we've seen the Black people on our Love is Blind. And the minute they open their mouth, it's like, okay, I know.
Right. It doesn't really take away from your experience if you know the culture of someone.
True. And then we find out apparently Pakistan and India got beef. So apparently years ago, this would have been a next, but we're in a new place. Honestly, a lot of this cast is much further from their culture. So
no, I knew about there being beef between the two. So I've already known that. So when they both said it, I was like, oh, I don't know how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
But after seeing how they both took it and was like, I'm not going to scratch you off my box just because of who, like, the culture you come from. Mm-hmm. If we're having great banter and we can easily talk about it and you're okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can make out of this. And I think it was a great... I actually love them. I think they're a great match. I ain't gonna lie. He kind of gave me a little, fourth episode gave me a little.
Oh my gosh. I was so upset. I was so upset. Honestly, I'm a person. I'm a bisexual who is very suspicious of men. I'm very suspicious of men, and I've been with my non-binary partner for 5 years now. So when this man started calling Sorova princess, I was like, what are we working towards?
Right.
What are we doing here? But it's like, I want it to work. I thought this was cute. She comments on how his outfit's actually very much in line with her culture.
Yes, yes.
The blues are blueing.
The blues are blueing.
But then, like you said, we're in Cyprus, and this man says he usually dates white blondes. First, for the conversation about how Pakistan and India have beef.
Yes.
But, like, white
talk about
blonde,
it. Talk blue about it.
Eyes. Talk that was it. Your type? And I'm like, oh, no, sir. No, sir. We're not doing this. He better not.
He better not. That's all I know.
That's all I know, too.
I do like them. When he said princess, I was like, okay, can we just call her a queen? Because a princess is a step lower than a queen. Like, I don't even know why you even go that low. Because she's a queen. She's a goddess. She's beautiful, cultured, all the things, right?
Okay, yes. And
when you said princess, I'm like, I don't call my daughter that. Don't call me that. Like, okay. Why are we even going a step lower?
I'm also like, I'm going to be a little bit more hyper aware that he hasn't dated a brown woman. So therefore, it's like when you deify them instead of acting like this is a woman that you're in a relationship with. Like, we're kind of in conversation about that, of how even society treats Black women. It's like always, hey, yes, queen. And like not then treating them like a human, like everyone else. It's
true,
in a way still dehumanizing. So I'm like, please don't do that. Zorova's already getting in her head because she knows that cis type. And it's like, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Part of me is like, even if that's your type, shut up. Just shut up.
We didn't come here for types.
Exactly.
We like, come here for type. So why are we even talking about what's my type? Like, why am I telling you what's my type? Right now, you're my type. I got engaged to you. You're my type. It comes from a place of, it could come from Sarova, like a place of insecurity, maybe, because now she's going to constantly think, because you don't know this man. Mm-mm. As much as you like to say you know him, you don't know him really. So every time you walk past a blonde hair, blue eyed girl, is he looking at her? Is that his type? Does he find her attractive? Like, that could always play out. So, and then I do like them. I just feel like it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I like them too. I'm just being very guarded. And like, they were messy because they were showing him sitting down talking to Barda in the pool, which could have been completely innocent. I hate that the cameramen do this. And then, but guess what Sarova did? She was like, nah, my watch. She made sure to squeeze her small self in between them. I was like, Sarova, that's bold.
No, but I like it. I 100% agree with it. Like, if you're going to be, like, what are we talking about? Period. Like, what are we talking about? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that, babe. What are we talking about? Love you, fiance. Like, it'd be all the things.
Yeah.
I hope that this doesn't turn into a deep D and Shake situation, because Sarova is, I hate when people say, like, a prize, because, like, I don't see people like that. I think Sarova is, like, she's one of a kind. And if Cal can't see that, man, Cal, you gonna be in trouble.
I know. I love her unique name. She said, I had to Google it. I think I'm the only one who has it. I like that she has the balance of, yes, I really care about my community and do want to make them proud, but I'm also about doing this for me. And I'm like, that's great. That conversation comes up with other people too. What do we think of Cal being a little bit of a messy boy? Because when we're in Cyprus, he has an agenda, and the agenda is talk to Katisha about what she did to Damola.
I didn't like it. That's when I tell you, like, my whole spirit was twitching, or should I say my spleen was becoming intuitive. My splenic center was twitching. No. I was not on board for that, because it's not Cal's place. That wasn't a conversation for him to have, because one, that's not your girl. Two, not your business. Three, you're not Demola and you're not Craven, right?
Craven?
Javen. Oh my gosh. Javen.
Isn't that like a monster character? That was maybe a Freudian slip. Craven is
wild.
Yes, but no, not I felt the same way. But then I was like, if you watch Demola's face, the way he was still trying to like muscle through and be like, we should celebrate this man. I don't know. I might be tempted too to be like, I'm sorry, girl. I saw the fallout. So can you explain to me? So when we have our couples retreat, I'm just like, no, look, I'm just seeing this man's face.
Right.
But it's like, it really isn't your business. But
it really wasn't. That really just told me everything I need to know. It's like, you have to have your hand in multiple pots. And if you're doing that on this trip, are you going to do that in our relationship? So again, I had that intuition, like, I don't know about this man. I like them in the pause, but now I'm really like,
We just want him focused on Sarova.
That's all we do.
Minute he does some of that, it's like, oh, you're not focused. I need you focused.
Agreed. Oof. Agreed.
Now the teaser looks messy for these two. It looks bad. Not gonna lie. So basically, their families both have doubts. We did hear about Cal talking about his two brothers, almost losing them at different points. I think we see one of his brothers talking to him and they're like not feeling it. And I think we see also Sarova's family. But we already knew was gonna be a lot. So I'm not surprised. They just have to have already a great foundation, and the foundation does not look that great. So we'll see. It's a little shaky.
No pun intended.
Oh no. I do wish them well. So that brings us to our next couple, Megan and Kieran. Mm-hmm. We had a love triangle with this, and that was very interesting. We first meet Kieran and Sophie, which this is what I think. It's such a switch up from the US version, because the minute I saw him talking to Sophie first, I'm like, so he picks Sophie and gets engaged to Sophie. We're not going to get attached to anything else, even though I want to.
I'm not a fan of Kieran. I'll say that.
Okay. Why?
Because his first sentence that he said was, or one of his first sentences, I was in a relationship for 7 years and I broke up with said person and I have been single for a year.
A year.
And I have never had an emotional deep connection.
Yes.
Then what were you doing for 7 years?
Exactly.
What is 7 years? I'm sorry, were we playing house?
Okay. That's totally fair. He does video games, which Sophie was not feeling. People are very upfront about not feeling people's careers on this season.
Don't she was I like, know
it. But he's like, I'm making money? And she was like, okay, I guess I could deal with that.
For like Rolex?
Yeah. Sophie was very guarded. I liked
you
when
think?
She
started...
I think so, you know? I think when she finally did open up a little more and was like, my mom basically rejected me, which is very familiar. I'm like, fair. She's like, if she's gonna do that, how am I gonna expect a man to not do it? And I was like, all right, we need to go to therapy. What she was doing in the pods with this man was wild.
I saw a different side of Sophie for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she was vulnerable. She was kind of open in my eyes. And, you know, she really kind of laid her cards out for him and was like, look, like, you know, I'm liking you. Like, I think at the end of the day, what sucked was when Kieran, again, red flag number two, maybe like a light red flag, but it's still a red flag, was when he gave that gift to Meg. So I 1000% agree with her in the stance of, hey, you know, you have two connections, you're dating two people. And it's very, in this type of show, these types of connections are very open and you're living with these girls so you can hear small talk conversations. Mm-hmm. In other shows, that's not the case. If you decide to open up about your relationship, then maybe, like, you know, you're talking maybe to one or two people at the time. So I think to know that and know that he's, and he even said it, he's like, yeah, I knew giving a gift might make things. And I was like, okay, well then, how do you not understand where she's coming from?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think she really did a good job of letting him know, like, it's you or I'm out. So,
yeah. I think I was able to see both sides. I'm just being a very Libra about this, because it's like, at one side, I'm like, yeah, Sophie, I get why you're guarded or like wanting to move slow, but also we're in the pods. We are in here for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I get that he's like, I understand, but also I need to get to chatting to feel like I know you enough to propose. Things were free flowing between these two. It was like steamy. And then he tried to get steamy with Sophie and Sophie's like, that's all you're going to get. And it's like, that's fair. That's fair. But he's building a whole other connection. So that one's moving forward. And then when he did the gift part, I was scared. I was scared probably for different reasons. Because
why is that?
I feel like on the American shows, I feel like most Americans are very scared of being a villain on reality TV. So I feel like then people make the mistake that immediately when a conflict comes up, they're like, not only is this person angry at me, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be edited as the villain. Mm. And I feel like a lot of the times they then overcompensate by then choosing the person they wronged to then prove they're a good person. And I feel like that's exactly what would have happened on an American show. And I'm kind of glad that Kieran took it on the chin. He was like, I wasn't trying to disrespect you. I was just going with the experiment. It felt right to give this other person this. She was like, I felt disrespected. I'm leaving peace. I was like, I understand Sophie. I support Sophie with that. Yeah. And then also when he went back to talk to Megan, he was like, yeah, I felt like giving you the gift. I don't regret it. It was what I was feeling. And I was like, good. We don't have to do this back and forth and panic and act like all of a sudden both of these connections yeah. were equal when obviously you were feeling that way. Should he have probably just dumped Sophie and then given the gift? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what he should have done. But he was just like, if I lose her, I lose her.
No, I agree. I think you're entirely 100% right. You know, as far as like the difference between American shows and, you know, the UK versions of the show or the UK version for it. I would say that personally, I just, like you said, I would wish that he would have just broke it off with Sophie and then maybe not have been like, if you're going to give a gift, cool. If the moment feels right, great. But you also know she's going back to the same woman's quarter where your other connection's at.
Yeah.
And the potential for her to open her mouth about this gift is very likely and very high. So mm-hmm. I just would have hoped that he, like, took that into consideration. Like, I'm not trying to flaunt something in somebody else's face if this feels right. I also would have wished, because, I mean, it's one thing to have sexual chemistry on a show like this, especially when you don't see the person. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get that sexual chemistry right away, which he didn't get that with Sophie, does not mean that she's not a match for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just wish he could have like been like, okay, like, what am I feeling here? Like, I'm not getting what I want right away. That doesn't necessarily mean she's a bad person for me. Just because somebody's giving me all the things that I like, just because it's a shiny toy doesn't mean it's good for me. So
yeah,
not to say that that's the case with Megan, but
yeah.
You know, I just wish that he didn't just lead with, okay, I have sexual chemistry with this person and I don't have it with this person. You probably do. She just wasn't open yet to talk about those things.
She did say he was rude. Did you think he was rude? Because she says, you know, I think you're disrespectful for giving the gift. And he said, well, this is an experiment and I'm seeing where the chips lie. And she was like, that's rude.
I didn't think that was a rude comment, to be honest with you. Like, yeah. Like, this is literally what the experiment is built for, or the experience. It's built for this. So I took a chance, even if it wasn't a good chance. It was a 50-50, throw the coin up in the air. It landed for one person. It's not landing for you. Do I think that that was rude? No, because you're, again, like, you're trying to figure out what feels right, and I get it. Do I think he could have went a different way about it? Absolutely.
I agree. I was like, oh, he's not being rude, but he's not backing down, which I think she was surprised by.
Down on that. Yeah. For that. I was, again, he still gives me these flags, but I was like, all right, cool.
For sure. And the last one. So she said that she like disagreed with how he felt. And she said on the outside world, he would see she's a prize. I feel like the show wants to push that Sophie's some kind of like villainous woman. I do not believe that at all. I do want, this is the one I was thinking. I was like, she'd be good on Perfect Match.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that you say that, because I didn't think so at first, but now that you say that, I could see that. I just hate when people say that either about themselves or about somebody else, like, you're a prize, like, you're not something to be won. Like, yeah. You know, you're a person, you're a human, and
these straight women want,
like,
to be,
I don't know prizes. Why they want to be like, oh, I'm not on that prize train. I can't get it.
They want to be kept. They just bought into the patriarchy. I don't freaking Ashley signing up to freaking clean boots. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Truthfully, I'll say if that's what fits you, do what makes you happy. But, you know, you got to be worth something to be like to be kept. So if you ain't doing something on your end, like, what is that really?
Exactly. It's like,
so I don't know.
It's a mess. You would see that I'm a prize on the outside. I was like, okay, now you're talking about looks. And this gave the vibe of Jessica Vestal when she was like, if you saw me, you would choke. And I was like, girl, you're on Love is Blind. This is the whole point. What are you talking about right now?
I ain't gonna lie. That was the bar of the year.
I hated it.
I ate that up. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jess is my girl. Like that. That right there.
I was just like, okay, and what about the other woman? Like, come on now.
I mean, she's not worried about anybody else but herself. I wouldn't be worried about anybody else. It's like, it's me, myself, and I right now. So,
And I also think it's kind of particularly sad when, like, the whole point is that you're talking to get to know each other, to fall in love. And then when you don't get that, you're like, my looks. you didn't get my trump card, but you'll see later. And I'm like, girl.
But don't you think that's kind of, in a way, a disadvantage to somebody then? Because if I couldn't fall in love with you for your personality, like, I'm just going to be hooked on phonics for your looks. And then that's supposed to make me all of a sudden get bumped in the head and I'm cool. Oh, now I see what I was missing. And now I like your personality 10 times more because I fell in love with your looks.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, it's not a drag. It's not. Because
yeah, it's taboo. Like
it's just like, what are you going to have left? What are you going to talk about?
Yeah. But
you know what? I do think Megan is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You know, it's funny. She reminds me of, she to me looks a little bit like the girl from I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Right. I forget. We talked about that show on here.
And they're both beautiful women. And she, to me, reminds me, if we're going to talk about anybody queer, she reminds me of her.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Just stunning every time that she was on. And I'm just like, I always want more redheads on my shows. So I'm so happy she actually made it through. And then... apparently she did not talk about being a redhead. So when they finally met, she was like, how do you feel that I'm a red? He's like, I'm buzzing.
You know, I always look for the first reaction when they see each other to see like what the vibe is.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of like stood at the door for a little bit. He didn't like run. So I don't know. Like I'm going to, and then she was giving him compliments and I was like, you know, like that is always like a big indicator to me. Like, how does the man react? Because we already know as women, we're going to just let you know how we feel. Wow. Look at you. Gorgeous. This handsome. Look at your chin. Oh, I didn't know you had a beard. Oh, that, like we're going in.
Yeah.
From a man's side, if he really, to me, and I haven't dated a man in like God knows how long and I would never do it again. But if we're going to talk about from a man's perspective, I would assume like if you really saw what you liked and it was your type, it would be the same as what the woman is speaking, you know, essentially. So when I didn't see that initially and he's like he just was like, oh, you too. I was like, he's gorged.
I think I just like her so much that I didn't even notice. I was like, of course he complimented her. Yeah, after that in Cyprus, is there really much to know? I thought they were going pretty well in Cyprus, and Megan's pretty excited.
Yeah, I thought they were doing a little something underneath the sheets.
It's very
the camera didn't leave the room yet, and he's just sitting there, and I was like, now, sir, okay, how are you? He's growing on me the way he is with her. And I really like that. So it is like a small growth for sure. But she sold me from the minute I saw her. Like, I'm like, yeah, she seems like she'd be fun. Honestly, I want to be her friend. I hope she sees this. So maybe we could be friends because she's cool. You're crazy. Sorry.
All right. And you know what? Before we get to these two, we need to talk about our other Black couple that did not go further. Woo-wee. We have Patrick and Anu. He is spiritual. His body is a human design coach. And he follows his intuition, which is in his spleen. Now, he kind of ate someone up on the spleen talk, because he's like, I follow my spleen, and they're like, your spleen, and he's like, yeah, like a gut feeling, and I was like, you know what, we do say that shit all the time.
Your spleen is not your stomach. Your stomach is your gut. And your spleen, I am engaged to a nurse right now. I don't even think Brittany knows what the spleen does. Okay? We're not about to sit. He lost me. Lost me.
Yes.
In the weeds, in the spleen.
Yeah.
Your spleen can be removed. And then what are you going to have? What intuition would you have if your spleen was removed? Right. So, we talking about spleens?
Yeah, because isn't spleen like we evolved past needing it? Isn't that the organ?
He hasn't evolved, clearly. He hasn't evolved past it because he's still talking about it. I'm over it. Like, I am over my spleen. Intuition is telling me I'm sorry? What about your heart? What about your mind? What about the second brain downstairs? What is that saying?
We'll never know. We'll never know.
My gosh. And he treated this this amazing woman who has her head on right. She like, what? I was like, and she, you saw it with her facial expressions. Like, she always looked confused because she was like,
like, she was trying to work through it because she's like, well, I'm a Christian, I'm spiritual, that I'm a Christian. I think she tried working with it, and I'm like, okay, I like a Christian who is open to other things, maybe. Yes,
absolutely.
So she's trying. He is talking about he's looking for something he has never had before and calls Anu experienced. I'm like, what? I don't like this because it feels like he's dangling some kind of, it's almost the tattoo. It's almost the Michael Bublé tattoo.
Don't do my men, boy. Don't do
men,
my boy.
But men want to dangle a carrot in front of a woman. And if it's not literally the carrot on the ring finger, I'm a romantic. They know straight women are looking for romance. Hallmark and Lifetime are in business for a reason.
True.
They're like, I just need a fill in the blank of this woman, and these women can build up of like, I can be that magical woman. And he's already kind of dangling it of like, I need to know you better, Anu. You're a singer. I need to hear you sing. And I'm like, this is feeling like Ariel. Like, you're acting like she doesn't have her voice.
We have Ariel.
He's like, Ariel, speak. She's like, I can't. But then I love that she like low-key, she like passively drops, you know, I sang for Rod Stewart, but I don't want to brag. And I kind of liked, honestly, he's like, I don't like that. I need my black woman to be loud and proud about what she's doing. I'm like, yeah, Anu, what are we doing here if we can't at least... Like I said to Brittany, I'm like, brag about your shit. Brag about it. You're on Netflix. Let's talk it up.
I think it's just, it's hard to say for sure for me, like how I feel about the two, because I do agree with, you know, it's okay to be confident in your accomplishments. And you know, in what you bring to the table, because this is an experience to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely the time to, I went to school, I got my master's degree, I did this, I did that, because maybe in the midst of your 10-minute monologue of you expressing yourself, then you guys can relate on something in that moment.
It's something important to you.
Yeah. You're, it shows you're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, but I also get, maybe that's still part of her that she maybe doesn't want to share unless she knows intimately she could trust you.
I liked her response, actually. She said that she doesn't want someone to judge her by her accomplishments. And I do, like, I understand that as well. It's like, okay, you're going to hold me up to some standard because I used to sing for Rod Stewart and I'm trying to, like, do my own thing now.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Another perspective difference, I kind of like that we're at least in this we got different perspectives that we are talking about on life. So he's like, how would you feel? Which is a red flag for a man to ask, but I'm still glad he asked it. How would you feel if your mom didn't approve of me? Anna said, my black mama, my Nigerian mama.
Yeah.
That's my home girl. Right. I'm listening to her. She'd be like, this man talk about his spleen too much. What the hell are we doing here? Right. And then you're going to be like, oh, mama, you right.
Yeah. You know, I honestly, I can completely relate to this because it happened even within our show, like with me and Marie, like that was a question that we talked about. I trust my parents. I trust, I have a really great relationship with your parents. I don't think a lot of people like have that. So I'm grateful to have that. And so if my parents told me, hey, this is something, I would take that into strong consideration. I don't know if I would just jump ship and be like, ah, my parents said no, it's a no. Didn't like his response. And maybe it's because I'm anew, like I would take in high regard my family if my parents didn't like you. So I didn't like his response because of my experience and how I hold my parents to a T. But I also saw what he meant by your whole life, you're raised to be a certain way, your parents' ideologies, what they believe in, how like your religion, what you eat, what you do. And then one day, if you wake up and now, oh, I'm now this person. I understand that, but you know, I don't think people who love you, not always, it depends on who you're with and who you have, but people who generally love you and want the best for you, I don't think that they would just, I would hope that they wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah. And like after that, Patrick went on another date, tried, and he was like, it's off. And I'll say this about Patrick. I'll give this one thing, because I feel like on American TV again, I feel like this foolishness would have gone further.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we can debate about the validity and the value of Patrick's spleen. But Patrick's spleen said, this is enough. This little mermaid is not singing for you. For you to maybe steal her voice. I don't know what you were going to get after her singing to you. And she wrote him a song. No man deserves this. Give us a queer Love is Blind right now, because this would have happened on the first date.
I'm dead. No, you're right. You're right. Would have had the guitar out. Miley Cyrus would have been singing in the background. Like, it's one thing when you are actually enlightened and nobody has to tell you that. But like, people just, oh, I go to this person for advice because I know they're going to just give me what I need. It thinks he's enlightened.
Because
it gives, like, everything that I do has to be judged by my splenic energy and centerness. And if you don't vibe with that, then how could we ever be? And it's like, just disappear right now. Call yourself Gizmo and like, get off. Like, no. I can't. I think she really was trying to exhaust everything just to make sure. And that's why she's like, I wrote a song for you.
Yes.
I know you've been asking me to sing for you. I wrote a song for you. Yes. I want to hear it. And then this heifer said, I think you should save it for someone that deserves to hear you. I said, oh my
he
God.
He don't deserve. And you know what? I was like, thank you. I did say, because if you had done it afterwards, are you out your mind? I was like, thank you for saving her from that. You don't deserve it.
No.
Great. Let's walk away. But I don't think it's over, because in the teaser, we see Anu cussing him out, saying, you are a liar.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right.
Yeah.
See, at least all of it is not on the camera, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'm so sad. I really was hoping she did get proposed to, because I really liked her throughout the pods.
Yeah. Her man ain't here, and that's okay. Perfect match. maybe.
Correct. Yes, I see it for her. Definitely yes. See it for her.
Absolutely. Let's talk about these two before we get to our last love triangle. Barda and Jed. Jed is from Essex, which I'm like, yes, the slick back hair is giving this way to Essex. And Barda is hourglass face, everything. And Barda is
Albanian.
Jed is Lebanese.
Yes,
getting a lot more Lebanese representation on reality TV. I'm feeling it. This man keeps talking about a damn roast and hummus, and I'm like, we better get to see this roast and hummus. I'll make my partner make me a roast and hummus. I already mentioned it to Jordan. I was like, we're
come
foodies.
On, bring it. Yeah, what? I love that. No, I do love that. I really like this couple together. Like, they, to me, have given me the more oohs and ahs, and the way he is around her. Like, people might call it love bombing. They might call it whatever they want. I don't call it that. I call it actual somebody being actually interested.
Oh, yeah.
And actually caring. And actually, like, oh, my gosh. Like I'm the way he said, I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling in love with her every single day, every second we're here. I'm like,
he wants to put a baby in her. I'm kind of scared. Is she gonna be pregnant by the end of the season?
If it happens, listen, I'm fully on the train. Put my ticket on Barda and Jed because I really like them together. However, that teaser.
I don't know. So apparently they had an argument. I have no clue what the argument is. His mom tells him this isn't normal.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, I kind of want to buy it enough. Maybe they're just passionate people. Maybe
I like it.
Got some things to work out. But I like that he said, my Barda. I love that she made a word finder for him.
I love it too.
I just hope everything's good,
you know. And I think that just really shows, like, for me, it shows really where their head's at, as far as I'm taking this experience seriously, and I've found my one. I'm engaged now. Obviously the next step is marriage. Like, I really think they're really planting the right seeds right now, and
same.
We're getting to see that. And I think, again, this is what I feel how the process could look like potentially if you were to do it a right way.
Yeah. Now, oh my God, Katisha, you stress me out. I have so many theories about this gorgeous woman. Like, she surprised me. The minute she got on the screen, I was like, oh my God, I forgot she is here. And it didn't work out for our other Black woman. So let's do it. But then when Katisha was saying, well, I'm not used to, you know, men treating some type of way, I was like, excuse me? This is the problem, because she's in Scotland. Get your beautiful behind out of there. What are you talking about? You have insecurity issues. Get out of Scotland. They're not doing it right.
I agree 1,000%. When she said to us, I am not treated like this. I'm not used to it. I'm not used to these type of affirmation and these things. It is definitely triggers coming through. When I tell you, it is hard for people to see what they actually deserve. Just because you don't know what that looks like does not mean it does not exist. You know, it starts from with really like working on yourself and figuring out, you know, what it is that you really want. And when somebody shows you that, not to be afraid and step away from the light, but step into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her really like, this man, Damola, like, he really was like, I'm here, I'm the one, I'm yours, this, that, given all the oohs and ahs. Again, I don't think he's a love bomb. He wasn't love bomb.
I need
passion.
I need to, I need to take back the word love bombing. People are overusing it. Uh-huh. I hate it. So, yes. So,
love bombing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You're getting to know each other. You're going to say some stuff. It's fine. So Damala, he's a romantic.
Romantic, yeah.
He's talking about, I'm going to have a date jar full of ideas. He gives her flowers. He writes her a poem. Okay, what do we think of the poem? Because I was like, I have anxiety. This can go either way.
Okay, here we go. Flirt alert from AJ. I thought it was absolutely well thought out. I thought it really showed where his head's at. And, you know, not everybody can be a master poet. But he really showed to me, like, those oohs and ahs. And I really, really hope she felt that. And I saw that she did. To the point that she was like, this man is showing me everything I need right now. And I'm going to go tell my other connection it's over. And it's me and him. And that initial instinct for me was the right instinct.
But it wasn't her first instinct, because what she did is she first ran to the other one and said, hey, just letting you know, I have another connection. He's making these grand gestures, just giving you a chance to, you know, do something. And Javin's like, well, that's not me.
Yeah.
Okay, then. And yeah. Then.
But what did you think of that was for clarity? Like, just for clarity, as in, because I'm saying that poem solidified it for her, as in what choice she should go. And then when she's asking for clarity, like, hey, where's your head at? And he couldn't give that? There's your answer, girl! What are you talking about? All of a sudden now, he wants to come back and be like, I'm ready to lay all my chips out on the table and figure out where we're at. Like,
here's my thing. After the poem, they also played her thoughts in, like, the confessional. Katisha said, he's a cutie, which I'm like, from a straight woman to a man, that's not good. Because unfortunately, the straight woman wants the caveman. The caveman who is not good with words, but hunts and brings home dinner. Who is great in the bedroom, but again, not great with words. So when she said, "Oh, cutie," oh no, I was like,
bam, this bam.
And then she said, he's like a little boy at Christmas. Grown woman don't want a boy bone little boy at Christmas. Yeah. I was like, this is an issue. This is a problem for Damala. Yeah.
I think Damala had all the right things. I think he came to the table knowing exactly what he wanted to hear, what he wants to see in a relationship. And when Katisha, to me, met those standards across the board, it clicked for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see Katisha, she's having the issues because she's never experienced someone like Damala. Like, and when you haven't had an experience, what's your first instinct? You get scared, and two things are going to happen, fight or flight. And this one took flight because she's like, oh, because I haven't experienced it, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I personally believe she made the wrong decision.
I don't know, because she would have hurt this man either way. From the place that she's coming from, where her internal work is, I think she was going to hurt him either way. I think she wants to want him, but she's not used to that and probably a little bit not feeling that. Mm. So at first she's like, oh, I've made my decision because this other man ain't doing much. So he's like, cool. And I noticed also she did not tell either man that she was, like, falling in love with him. He asked, could you see? So we already knew she's keeping her distance, which only American version, they would have punished you for.
Yes.
They've done that before. If you don't say, I love you, when you get engaged, they're like, you're not going on the trip afterwards. Sorry. Our art dealer guy. Yeah. They were like, we're not following them. They didn't even say, I love you. It's like, okay, she's moving interestingly. Go over to Javin, which this guy's a player. The minute this man said, well, my ex did me dirty, beware. Beware of the straight man with a broken heart that he claims.
Wait, wasn't this? No, because he said he's never been in a serious relationship ever. So but what ex would he have?
He said that there was some woman from his past, though, that, like, hurt him. And I was just like, I already feel like this is game. I already feel like he's going to be like, oh, everything that I'm not doing is because of this woman that has hurt me. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. So
I don't know about him, because the first thing for me, what I remember was he saying, I've never been in a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here with, oh, so you wanted your first serious relationship to be potentially a marriage. And
when it's done
here. And if that to me would be some type of flag in itself, because you don't just go from, yeah, I've never been in a serious relationship, but I would like my first one to be my first time ever being married and engaged. I'm just gonna find the one out of 30 women here and just boom, I found her. Thank you, production, for bringing us randomly together.
You don't trust Big Daddy Netflix to choose your spouse?
Listen, Big Daddy Netflix is always watching. I trust Big Daddy Netflix.
Trust you with my life, where you also have Squid Games.
I trust Big Daddy Netflix. That's all they... He barely heard all the things she wanted to hear from him and still was like, I'm going to go with the mystery box. Open Pandora's box for me. Like, this makes sense. And not the one who's literally, his heart is on the table, through the wall, bleeding out for you. Like, his notes and his poem bled all over. All
keep,
over.
Just keep bleeding. Keep.
And she's from the UK. This is
perfect. She sure is. This yes.
Is perfect. I'm just so shocked. I genuinely think that this is, if any triple threat was ever going to blow up, it was going to be this one.
Yes, it was. Oh my gosh. First of all, Javin's kind of mean because he accused Mola of love bombing. Okay, maybe it's editing. I will say that. I didn't see a one shot where everyone's in there, but they cut to him talking about, I'm not going to love bomb, after she was asking, like, can you give me more? And they make Damala look like he's looking at him. I mean, Damala's still a man. I'm not going to give him everything, but I'm just like, he obviously is vulnerable. You are so guarded and acting like you're, if we're going to talk about prize, in the straight world, it's a war on who is the prize. This man is acting like he's the prize. He's like, I've been hurt before, so I can't give you what you want. And now, he didn't do nothing. Like you said, Katisha was like, you can go. I've broken up with you. You can go if you like. He's like, oh no, see, I have my dream here, and I can't possibly leave. Or pick up my drink and go. I'm just gonna. And she was like, oh no, I have a drink too. We must stay. And he's like, oh, well, you're still here. Let me read. You are 30. You are. He was like, you're just saying facts about her.
I thought he was going to read like true notes, in the sense of, while talking to this beautiful woman who's 31, I've gotten to the revelation of this, that, and the third, and I find her incredibly intriguing to the fifth degree, if there is ever such a thing, and I want to know more about her, and this is day one. Now let me read you day two, and then go in. And then just when he just read, and I think I counted, seven facts. Seven facts that she said from her mouth. Not think like, yes, you didn't even recall these things because you're reading it from the notebook.
Ooh. I like blew out my mic or something doing that. But that's so true. Like, this is terrible. And then all of a sudden she was like, oh, he at least listened to me. That's the bare minimum.
Bare minimum. Is it doing too much or the bare minimum? Bare minimum.
It's like, okay, I might be rethinking things. And she pulls Damola. Damola was ready to propose. Oh, imagine. I mean, AJ, you proposed on Netflix.
I did.
In an alternate universe, imagine that you have prepared. You've talked to producers. You got your mic back on.
I don't want to laugh at this man's pain, but...
No, but it's absurd. I mean,
it, to me, would feel similar getting down on one knee and, let's say, Britney said no. But, yeah, I think... When I tell you, I generally think that we often get confused on what we should be good, like happy feelings. We often get confused on that because of social media today. We often get confused on that, on what society deems these, and I call them therapy trigger words that people think that they just throw out at any point in time, such as manipulation, gaslighting, love bombing. And because it looks or sounds something that we've never experienced, we're so easy to say, oh, that doesn't feel right. I pray she proves me wrong. And if the love blossoms between her and Javin, like, great. But I am generally, like, I'm so crushed for Damola. Like, I'm crushed.
Honestly, probably the best bet. Honestly. She needed to take her butt home. Because I just feel like if these are the options.
Yes.
And just because a man is giving you like all these romantic gestures, it doesn't mean you need to fall in love with him. Yeah. It really doesn't, Katisha. It's fine if you were like, I'm unsure. It doesn't mean you then go for Javin. But I feel like, weirdly for Katisha, because she's familiar with the Javins, like, Damola was scarier. She was, like, almost begging Javin. She said that she would have gotten down on one knee.
Yeah.
And this is after Javin said behind her back, she's going to need to get down on one knee for me. She was going to do it, and I was going to throw up.
Yeah. I don't know. It's giving like a mask femme lesbian relationship, like reverse. Like femme's getting down on her knee. I think it's interesting to say the least, because I think to some degree we have to remind ourselves that even though Katisha is telling us, I'm unsure, I've never experienced this. If she did pick Damola, let's just say for instance, she does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe what you're saying is true when you say that she would have potentially broken his heart in a different setting. But I would hopefully want to give credit where credit is due, in a sense of there can be room for growth. And I can only speak to that because of experience, because Britney was a Katisha.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long time ago, no one really knows, but Britney was a Katisha.
Okay.
And she's never experienced love on the level that I was giving it to her, because I initially wasn't giving love like that to everybody, because not everybody deserves it.
Yes.
But when I met Britney, it was, oh yeah, you're worth it for me. Like, I want to give this love. And she rejected it time and time and time again. And it took her time to really be like, oh no, I deserve this. I deserve this. I have earned this. I'm getting something that I was so afraid of, and I let it in, and it actually feels great and good. That ultimately could be what we could have seen for Katisha. It doesn't necessarily mean it would have happened, and maybe would have blossomed into a marriage. Maybe they don't get in, like, they didn't get married, but then they continue to date, and then she realizes, oh yeah, I'm still in love with you. But it really just takes that one person to open your eyes. And you have to trust it. Remember why this wasn't, like, you've done this before and it's not safe. You already know the outcome.
Mm-hmm. But it's like better knowing than not knowing. Like, that's almost like human design. It's like we're more likely going to go to what we know, even if it hurts, than not know. And that's what I want Katisha to overcome. Maybe one day. Maybe. But, I mean, Javin somewhat, he was wearing a t-shirt when he proposed. He said, I had my bags packed. He said that one when they were in Cyprus. This is looking wild. Damala's face, first of all, Damala wanted Katisha to have a good engagement no matter what. Because no the way that Javin went back to the men's quarters and said, I'm engaged. Everyone seemed to be like, what the hell's going on there? But then Damala's like, hey guys, we need to do a toast for my man. And this man says something and the camera's just still on Damala. His eyes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, I have to give all credit where credit is due. Damala is that man. He's him. He is H-I-M. Because for him to still, and if you guys don't know, these engagements happen the same day.
Mm-hmm.
They're all happening the same day. So when he got his heart broken because he was ready to propose, I don't know which order came first, but I'm going to assume Damala went first. Because for him, yeah, I would hope so. Because to come back and realize you don't even get that chat would be weird. But for him to still stand up and say, you know what, you are my Black brother. We've gotten to know each other in these quarters. We may not have shared who we are dating or our experiences. And maybe we found out a couple of days ago, but I've gotten to know you and you a stand-up guy. I'm a stand-up guy. And to see you engaged, brother, I'm happy for you. Even at the expense of my pain. No, we did not see him say that, but for him to say we need to still toast this man, hundreds, tens across
the board. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I would have been like Sophie. I would have been like Sophie and like, and I gotta go.
And I gotta
I'll text you. Oh, so happy for you as I'm on the couch drinking, crying.
What I like, tell you, these gents are different, okay?
Yeah.
Because that was a moment of humility.
Yes.
And compassion. And it just really shows his character. I hope that continues to show throughout, because if Katisha starts to get ideas, I would hope that Damala would shut them down. Like, hey, don't be texting me. You are engaged. Hope that he sticks to that.
I don't think Katisha will do it. I don't think, because she already doesn't believe she deserves him on some level. That was like kind of the underlying thing to like all of the grand gestures. She's like, this is something I'm not used to. He said to her, I want you to believe that you deserve this. And she was crying. She does not feel like she deserves it. She is not going to be crawling back to him. And she is going to be in for it with Jobin in this teaser. First of all, they're engaged, but not, because they're basically saying, well, you feel like my girlfriend. I was like, so we're in a girlfriend boyfriend situation. Everyone else here engaged, loved up.
I don't know. I'm going to, if I could put a dollar on it, I'm going to put a dollar and say that she reaches out to Damala.
Oh, okay.
Because how I'm watching her in these scenes, especially in episode 4, she's smart. Like, she's giving, like, to me, awkward smile. Like,
oh, it's yeah.
Because he seems very comfortable, because when he basically said they didn't sleep much the night before.
I'm not surprised. It's given situationship.
Woo! Yeah.
If the feelings aren't there, at least we're gonna get busy.
Yeah. And I'm thinking he's like really like, yeah, like I'm enjoying it. Like it's nice. Da da da. She's just like,
oh my gosh, I hate this.
I just feel she's uncomfortable with whatever occurred and moving forward. I do think she's either A, going to feel like she's made a mistake and this is probably not the path she wants to be down with him. I would hope that it's not, but based on her face, in episode 4, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. I feel like she's one of those stubborn gals. I feel like she's not going to regret it, but she's going to be in some pain. And she's gonna be very used to that pain.
Yeah.
Also, when Barda and Ashley, after she was like, "Oh, I'm just not there yet and falling in love, no shade, da da da," she gets up. When Ashley was like, "Barda," and I was like, "Okay, these are two white women gossiping, so I'm kind of on guard, but also I'm like, let's get into it, girl, because what is this?"
Right.
And they're just like, you know, this is very interesting. They could get there, though. They could totally get there. I know when they're done filming, everyone's gossiping about this situation.
Yeah. I necessarily agree with what they were saying? Maybe like a piece of me did.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that they should have been gossiping about it? Because you have to remember, like, there are probably like groups of girls, if there's 30 girls or 15 girls or however many girls,
mm-hmm.
there's groups of them that latch onto each other and are hoping, oh my God, girl, I hope we get to go to Cyprus together. I hope we get to go to Cyprus. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you have like 3 to 4 cliques and one person from each clique or one or two people end up going, so then you only have a brand new group of girls that maybe you didn't really get to talk to in the pods.
But Barda was her girl,
right? So that's why I'm thinking, like, why did Barda like have that conversation with Ashley in that manner? Because it almost seemed as though, like, I didn't like how Ashley was like, I think some people just have more exploring to do. Baby, just because on the outside looking in you see that maybe there's not enough chemistry, and just because somebody didn't drop the L word, maybe they dropped their pants before they dropped the L word. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And the chemistry and tension can be there, but they are probably keeping on locks because they're not trying to put all their business out there, especially for the likes of some of these people, because maybe people don't have the greatest intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. Keep your relationship a lock.
Honestly, Katisha and Ashley, they're on separate ends of the spectrum.
Very much so.
Because Ashley's like, I'm ready to get down and clean your boots. Yeah. Katisha's like, I am so scared. I am about to run any second now. I wrote down, Katisha's literally Sophie if she moved forward with this process, I think.
Really?
I'm very surprised. You have a very different, like, perspective. I do think Sophie, it was very guarded. And in a way, it's like, okay, I could see she would have gotten engaged if she had more time. But this was, like, short span. And for Katisha, this is also very short span. Everyone else is going to say I love you. On the American version, Katisha would have been sent home, because on that production, if you aren't saying I love you, we're not paying for you to go anywhere. But they have her move forward, and it's like they're just two very guarded women from whatever happened in the past, which is fine, but they're moving slower and they're skittish. She last minute, this man was about to propose to her, and she said, they're skittish. They're going to run. It's runaway bride.
I feel like this is where two Libras are on two sides of the scale right now.
Because
on this side, for me, I'm seeing, I don't think she would be this hesitant or this way had she been with the Moolah. Maybe in the beginning, slightly, and I say slightly because of the fact that she's never experienced love like this before, and we don't know. But in the hindsight, I think she really is having a hard time realizing she picked the wrong man. I do. I think what you're seeing is her, like, I picked the wrong man. I think that. I feel that. I see it on her face. You see skittish? I see I wronged myself.
Okay, so I think if she was with Damala, she would have felt so much pressure, because he's like, I'm already halfway there in falling in love with you. Do you think you could fall in love with me? And she said, I think so. Not a clear yes. she was moving forward on I think so, and now she's gonna be like, shit, I said I think so, but can I do it? Like, I feel like, and then whatever falling in love to her is, because she hasn't like been there before, I think it's like scary big. She's always going to like feel like she's not gonna measure up to that expectation, and then that's where the self-sabotage goes.
Yes.
Where Javin, there's no expectations with him because he just listed off her age and everything. And she's like, great, great. We
and you see and, me, I see you.
Exactly.
I'm picking up what you put down. I'm catching what you're throwing.
Exactly. And because there's no expectations with him, she's like, let's move this forward. Let's try. And I'm like, girly pop. It's giving, he's barely that into you. He was going to go home.
Bare minimum.
And that's that kind of avoidance stuff. They're going to go for the avoidant because they're not ready yet.
I'm telling you. I think this is where we are going to see. I think, I need to write down all my predictions.
Yes.
Number one, Katisha is going to message Damola.
Okay.
Prediction number two, Katisha is going to realize she picked the wrong man. And, and prediction number three, Katisha is not going to get married to Javin.
Oh, like, they're not getting married.
Yeah,
I
that
agree.
Is my prediction. If all of those things are wrong, I'm going to keep my day job.
But my prediction is that she is going to get to a point where she wants to, because she thinks she got to the point where she wants him because he keeps pulling away. That's what I think. Like, okay, so the teaser showed, and this was crazy, Javin questioned if Katisha will also switch up on him, which I'm like, now he gets to be like, you're sus. We're only engaged because you last minute change. Are you just going to do that to me? He gets to hold that over her head. And I hate when a man has leverage.
Yeah.
Give them zero, because they will use that to the very end. And then she does meet up with Damola. I'm trying to figure out if it's in the cast, you know, group setting. Or if it's a one-on-one. And then it looks like, for some reason, Javin might have a connection to Sophie.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Look at your head scratching now. Yes. There's like, we cut to Sophie in the group setting, and someone's questioning Javin. It's not Katisha, but I think it's one of the other women. And they're questioning him, and he like leaves. He like storms out, and it looks like Katisha's sad. And I'm just like, well, when would that have happened? What were they talking about in the pods? I don't know. So, man,
I don't know. Yeah, that you just threw a monkey wrench in my whole prediction.
I know.
I think if that were to be the case, then that, I think actually, if he has a connection with Sophie, yeah, I believe that Katisha's going to talk to Damola.
Okay.
That just strengthened my prediction for she's going to reach out to this man. This man, I'm going to give him his props. He is a stand-up gentleman. He gave a toast to the man, the best man that won. And he's going to hopefully respect their relationship and not interfere. But Katisha is going to reach out, and that's going to start the path of interference.
Mm-hmm.
And if that prediction doesn't come true, then the next time that they do see each other is going to be at the cast meetup.
Okay. All right. I think we can then get into our beautiful Black moment and chaotic bi moment. I just had epiphany of what my beautiful Black moment is. So I'm taking it, and it's going to be Damola choking back that tears and rallying through. He said, this is my last scene today. So let's get this through and I can go home.
Cut it. Edit it. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yes. So shout out to Damola. What's your beautiful Black moment?
My beautiful black moment probably goes to the splenetic king for cutting off our girl Anu, because I don't know who was going to go on that ride with you, but I'm glad it wasn't Anu. So thank you for leaving our girl hot and dry so that she can find somebody with actual, I don't even know how, I don't even want to, purpose. Somebody with real purpose, because...
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to say actually more grounded. Maybe a
he's
little
too
bit
grounded, I feel. Like too, like he thinks he's too grounded. Let me say that.
He's very airy.
Airy.
I need him to get down and ground.
Yeah, he thinks he's grounded, but he's really airy and flighty and risky. His whole reasoning for him saying, I think the song needs to be with somebody else is because you literally just said, I asked you to sing for me and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, I'm so sorry. Miss me with that, please.
So ridiculous. Chaotic bi moment.
Chaotic bi moment.
Yeah, chaotic boy moment. We had multiple love triangles. Chaotic boy. You know, I'm going to give, even though I was really avoiding it, I think I'm going to give it to Katisha. She is chaotic. She threw everyone for a loop. Is it that she ever, even though she's very avoidant, and that's the issue in this situation, I'm also like, she got options. Maybe she really feels something with both of them. Maybe she's like, if I had more time, I can have both. Polyamory. I don't know. So...
I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe. So I'm going to give her chaotic bye. How about you?
I'm going to give my chaotic bye moment probably to Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sophie gave vulnerability to me. And then she stood up for herself when she said, you know what? You was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
As far as giving that gift, when you could have just cut a little old Bo Peep like me off. So, yeah. I would give it to her. That to me was like, all right, you standing 10 toes down on your principles, on your morals, what you deserve. You get it, girly.
Yeah. Honestly, they were both chaotic because Kieran being like, and I stand on that. It's just like, okay, I guess we all have our feelings about this situation.
Right. No, I'm going to hope and pray Kieran. He is growing on me because of Megan. I'm enjoying their relationships as of season three, like middle of season three to season four. So I'm really hoping that continues and he proves me wrong.
Yeah.
But I would love to see them get engaged or not engaged and married. I would love to see that. So for sure.
Don't mess it up, Kieran. Don't do that. So
don't do me wrong, bro. I know you was in a relationship for 7 years and you're here now, but get it together because she looks like she's everything. So hopefully that works out.
For sure. Well, that's it until we come back for the next set of episodes, AJ. Where can people follow you for your takes in between?
You can follow me at AJ always _jammin without a G. So JAMMIN on Instagram and TikTok.
Nice. And I am Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials. Right now we are doing exit interviews for Big Brother 27 that comes out on Mondays. We have What else am I doing? Perfect Match season 3. We are going to be wrapping that up. I am talking about that with Ty Lari of Destination X and Quita Tinsley. It's been quite a dramatic season, and two people from that season are engaged and pregnant with a baby. So definitely watch along there and stay tuned. Maybe we'll have the Amazing Race content and Survivor coming up. And that's it for now. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.